Yeah.
For
the older the time you get there.
I see.
Yeah.
When you're talking about, you know, the opposite of, you know, the bad man, you know, that runs around, you know, and lives in hell or something. What do you call him?
Call him the devil, don't
you? Uh-huh. Do you have any other names for him, like, you know, funny names that you scare children with, or?
That's what I hear him call him.
Uh-huh. You ever call him the boogeyman, or?
No.
I see. Uh-huh. And what about, you know, when you're a little child and you're real scared, and you have, there are a lot of stuff like, there are ghosts or something, what do you call those? You call those boogeymen, or? Did your children ever believe in ghosts when they were little?
Hmm?
Did your children ever believe in ghosts?
Yeah.
What'd they call them? They call them boogeymen and?
Boogerman.
I see. They call them
Hanks.
They call them Hank.
Hanks and Boogerman.
Call them anything else?
Boogerman and Hanks.
I see. And when you went to a house that was real spooky, you might say, what kind of house was it?
Boogerman, wouldn't it?
Or would you say haunted house or?
Hanged house.
I see.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Hanged house. That's right.
And when you talk about if, got, you know, outside it's really cold, you'd say it's rather, would you say sort of or cold or?
Hot.
Or would you, when you talk about, would you say kind of or sort of? When you talk about how cold it is outside, you say, well, it's not really cold, it's kind of cold.
Chilly?
Yeah, you could say it's sort of. Would you say sort of? Or?
Yeah, it's chilly.
And when you say, somebody says, come on and go with me, you say, no, I don't want to go with you. Would you say, I'd rather not?
Yeah.
Would you say?
That's what you'd say, you'd rather not go. You got something to do or something like that.
I see. And when you meet somebody you haven't seen for a long, long time, you say, gosh, and I'm mighty glad to see you. What would you say?
Glad to see you.
Or would you say, you know, be real excited? What would you say?
Sometimes.
Mighty or? what would you say when you're real excited?
I gotta tell them glad to see them or.
Oh, I see.
Or something else.
Uh huh. And when you talk about.
You ain't seen them in a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about, you have a whole pile of land, you know, you own a lot of land around the neighborhood. Would you say I own a lot of land? Could you say I own a right smart? Or?
You call that a ranch, don't you?
Would you say I own a lot? When you say you own a lot of land, you say I own right smart. Could you say right smart?
Yeah.
Of land.
Right smart of land or a ranch? They,
I see.
Oh, where they got a lot of land, by the way, they call it a ranch. Don't
yeah,
you?
I guess so. Uh huh. I see.
To do.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You got something like. 1,000 acres or something, that's what it's called, that ranch, I think.
When you talk about something that's real small and you say, or something that's, like you say, well, this is just a little bit different, would you ever say it's just a mite different, or would you say any other terms, like, when you say, well, that chair is a little different from that chair, would you say, well, there's only a little bit of difference, or there's only a mite of difference, what would you say?
A lot of difference.
Oh, I see. Yeah. And when you're talking, you know, and you want to, and somebody says, do you want to do that? And you say, you know, you really want to do something. Would you say, sure, or what? What would you say when I said, you know, somebody said, you want to go outside? And you said, you really wanted to? What would you say?
You want to do that, don't you?
Would you say, sure, or?
Yeah, you sure.
What else would you say? You bet, or? Would you ever say, I mean, or something like that, or you bet?